You're listening to Good Food on KCRW and KCRW.com. What does the study of rocks and dirt have to do with delicious food and drink? Kevin Pogue's a geology professor whose academic focus underwent a pretty dramatic change after 9/11. He was in Pakistan studying the composition of the Himalayan foothills until the area just became too dangerous. So his love of wine seduced him to shift his focus. Now Kevin teaches, among other things, Terroir 101 at Whitman College and is the go-to man in Washington State for winemakers on the hunt for that perfect plot of land. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
What environmental components affect the way a wine tastes at the end?
There are a lot of environmental components. There's the broad categories of soil and geography and climate, and then we can start breaking down those categories into finer increments so we can talk about soil texture, the hydrologic properties of the soil, the way it transmits water, soil composition. We can talk about geography. We can talk about the latitude, the angle of the slope of the hillside the grapes are planted on, which direction it's facing, climate, you know, the heat accumulation over the growing season, the length of the growing season, the diurnal variation, the difference between the morning low and the afternoon high temperature. So it goes on and on and on, and we can just look at finer and finer details using those to pigeonhole the characteristics of a site.
Well, that's so interesting because I think when most people hear the word terroir, even people who think they understand what it means probably concentrate more on the stuff holding the plant up, the dirt itself and the minerals that are in the dirt.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because, you know, that's one aspect of the terroir, and I'm a geologist, so I'd love to be able to tell you that a wine tastes the way it does because of the bedrock rock that's underneath the vine, but that's probably one of the least important aspects of terroir. And the first criteria that anyone should choose should be based on climate and whether the climate is suitable for the variety that you want to plant, and different varieties have different comfort levels, as it were. But the in terms of the soils, probably the single most important aspect of the soil is its hydrologic properties, the way that the soil transmits water to the vine. And there have been several studies done in Bordeaux and elsewhere that have demonstrated that the highest quality grapes are coming from soils that are able to provide a light to moderate water stress to the plant. Soil temperature and the thermal properties of soils are probably one of the more underrated aspects of terroir. And I'm almost certain that soil composition, in terms of mineral content, is probably the most overrated aspect of terroir.
Talk to me a little bit about how a vine needs to struggle a little bit. If we were to taste a wine, all things being equal, except for the fact that the vine was well-fed and well-watered a little bit too much versus one that had struggled a little bit, how would we perceive that difference in our mouths?
First off, if you give a vine everything it wants, it tends to put a lot of that energy into growing shoots and leaves rather than making fruit. And if you sort of threaten a vine with its demise, it starts thinking about propagating the next generation so that it can survive. So it seems like it puts more energy into the fruit rather than just growing a bigger, leafier vine. But when you look at the grapes themselves, it's pretty obvious. You know, if you give a grape, you make it super happy and give it the water and all the nutrients that it wants, the clusters will tend to consist of bigger berries, and the clusters will be more tightly packed. And the skin-to-juice ratio within each grape will be lower. Most of the flavors, aroma compounds, and certainly the color comes from the skins themselves. So if you have a higher skin-to-juice ratio, you'll end up with a wine that's more robust, more aromatic, deeper color, and just richer tasting.
So given this importance of stress and the way that water flows through a vine's root structure, how important is it, or what characterizes grapes grown on a hillside from those grown on a valley floor?
Well, you know, there are a lot of theories about why grapes are grown on hillsides versus valley floors traditionally, you know, especially why the best grapes are on hillsides. You know, and one old theory says, well, grapes weren't necessary for survival in Europe, and so they used the good ground on the bottomlands to grow wheat and vegetables that were necessary for survival, and that only left the rocky hillsides. And they said, well, that's for fun. So, you know, great wine is for fun. You know, we don't need wine, so we'll plant that up there in the not special land. But as it turns out, you know, that's where grapes for great wine do best, because rockier soils, which hillsides, because they have steepness to them, don't accumulate soil. The soil is depleted from hillsides. So you have thinner soils, rockier soils, and that causes hydrologically for them not to have as much water holding capacity. And so grapes grown on hillsides are naturally stressed simply because they don't have as much water holding capacity. So when the soil start to dry out, they'll dry out there first. And especially if it's on a south facing or southwest facing slope, they'll dry out even faster. So you get more stressed grapes on those hillsides with thinner soils that are facing south. Plus, hillsides afford you an advantage, you know, in terms of cold air, because cold air is heavier and sinks to valley floors. So if you're on a hillside, you might be above a pool of cold air in the valley floor. And so, for instance, in the Walla Walla Valley where I live, the lower elevations on the valley floor often get hit by freezes in the spring and fall. But higher elevations are protected from that because the cold air flows right by it and into the and pools on the valley floor. So hillsides, not just hydrologically but climatically, are a better place to produce a stressed grape and a grape that's better protected from frosts and freezes.
That was geology professor Kevin Pogue. He specializes in the Washington State region for winemakers on the hunt for that perfect plot of land. Last weekend, Mark